Yes. The second idea, and it's placed in Shvilin. The first is to tell one person you're tar, and the second person you're tar. Either can't both be tar, who cares? And it's definitely a mahalach, maybe it's even the main mahalach in Shnei Shvilin. But it's not fair to go on without touching the daya that would disagree. In other words, there is a svara to say, not like the Prichadash, to say that you have to be consistent. You can't say suffix lakula on things that contradict each other. Lamaisa, there is a svara to say that. Nobody will. We can see that there's such a mahalach. And if you go with that mahalach, you still have to explain Shnei Shvilin. Shnei Shvilin, Lamaisa, it's a contradiction. Shnei Shvilin, Lamaisa, it can't be the first road is tar and the second road is tar. So there's a Rabbi Chanan is in a few places. It's a Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Hei, Yud Beis, among other, a few other places. Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Hei, and Simin Mem Hei, it's, I believe, Ice Yud Beis. Rabbi Chanan brings a different case. We have Svek Svekas that contradict each other. Rabbi Chanan goes with the Mahalach, the opposite of the Shem Shmaisa, that you can't say Svekas that contradict each other. You can't be Mekel on Sakat Rabban Lakula if it'll be a contradiction. You can't be Mekel on Svekas if it's a contradiction. Now, presumably he would go with the Shita of the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, that either both half of the animals are kosher or both half of the animals are treif, but you can't split the animal. What are you going to do with Shnei Shvilin? How are you going to explain? If you hold that you have to be consistent, you have to be straight in your mahalach, so why by Shnei Shvilin could you say things that are astirah? So Rav Chanan says that there's a difference between between cases where Rav is paskening, called the Parsh Meruba Parsh, Rav or Svek Sveka is paskening. Any case where a Rav paskens or Svek Sveka paskens, we're assuming that we know the facts. We assume that we can figure out the facts. We have a raya to the fact. In other words, if you say that Rav, called the Parsh Meruba Parsh, so I can eat this animal, the reason you're doing that is because you're saying that probably the steak that I bought is not from the treif animal. Rav or Svek Sveka are things which are trying to prove the fact. I'm trying to figure out what the fact is. So a Rav proves a fact, or a Svek Sveka proves whatever the fact is. By Chazaka, when you have a Cheskes Taira, you have somebody that's the Cheskes Taira, and you have a Suffolk, and you stay on your Chazaka, the Chazaka doesn't prove anything. Chazaka doesn't prove anything. A Chazaka is just a way of dealing with a situation when you don't know what happened. I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody goes to sleep at night. There's a roommate, and the roommate also went to sleep at night. And during the night, he touched, or food touched, the sleeping roommate. And the next morning, they find out that this roommate is dead. He died during the night. So now the question is, in the middle of the night, when they touched the roommate, when he touched this person, was this person dead or alive? So we say, look, when he went to sleep, he was alive. In the morning, we know he was dead. In the middle of the night, we assume he was alive. Why? Because he has a cheskes chai until you know he died. Unless you know he was a geisus. Like the case the other day with the hospital, I was told when you knew somebody was a geisus. But a normal, healthy person goes to sleep, you give him a chazaka that he's alive, he's a cheskes chai, and you assume he's alive until you find out he's dead. So there, in that case, does chazaka say he was probably alive in the middle of the night? Does Chazaka determine the fact? No. It's 50-50. He could have been dead or he could have been alive. I don't know. The odds could be either way. Chazaka is what Rabbi Chanan calls a, I'm sorry, the Raiv is what Rabbi Chanan calls a birur. Raiv tries to figure out the fact. Chazaka, we call a hanhaga. When you don't know what to do, what do you do? So the Torah says, Ukmiya Chazaka. When you don't know what to do, there's a hanhaga of spelling things on their chazaka, putting things on their chazaka. What Rabbi Chanan says, he's going with this mahalach of the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, that when you have a raiv, raiv says it's kosher, you can't split the animal. You can't say this half of the animal is kosher and this half of the animal is treif. Why? Because raiv is a birur. It tries to determine the fact. If the Torah said you're allowed to use raiv to determine the fact, even though raiv is not 100%, raiv is 51%, or in this case raiv is 6 out of 7, it's not 100%, but the Torah said that's enough of a birur. Raiv is enough to be mevar. That means that it's being mevar the fact. The fact is that it's a kosher animal. So if so, the half that's inside should also be kosher. That's what the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, the mahalach of the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, at least on the side that they're both kosher, is this mahalach. That raiv is a determining, is a way of determining the fact. So if you determine the fact, you can't split it. Masha'enke, by Shnei Shvilin, where the people went, who went on with Becheskes Tahira. Since they were Becheskes Tahira, that's why initially Zeb Befnei Zatzmai, Zeb Befnei Atzmai, Shnei Yem Tahirin. He says because here we put them on the Becheskes Tahira. Becheskes Tahira does not have to determine any kind of fact at all. Chesed Tahira doesn't have to determine anything. It's just a hanhaga. The way with Nayig is that if you don't know what to do, you put it on its chazaka. So in a case where you're working with chazaka, then it doesn't matter if you have a stira. Now one person went on one road, we say you're the Cheskes Tahira. Another person went another road, you're also the Cheskes Tahira. Can't both be true? Right, can't both be true. But that's only by Shnei Shevilin, where each one was shtelling on its chazaka. We're doing what the Torah tells us. And that is, that any suffix tumor b'shus harabim, you leave something b'cheskes taira, the way it was originally. That's chazaka, it's not a birur. It's not the same as a situation where you're using something to be mevarer, right, is mevarer, sechsek is mevarer. So there, the Tshuvas HaGa'inim held that one that you can't split. So it's an important chilek between chazaka on the one hand and raiv or sechsek on the other hand. That any, Rabbi Chanan is saying, any system of psak which seeks to determine the fact, then we say you can't be mechalek. Any system which is just a chazaka, it's not determining the fact, so that's when you could be mechalek. So certainly that guy, I think he calls Rabbeinu Heschel, who paskin the whole thing is kosher. He said since the parish move, a parish is kosher, so therefore the kvuhiyef is also kosher. That's because once raiv is mevar what the fact is, so that remains the fact. That's the fact to the inside here too.
So what's the kvuhiyef?
In which case? I'm not sure. Kavua Abiru or Anhaga? I'm not sure. Abiru creates a suffix. It's a legitimate question. I don't want to crowd the issue. What Chanan doesn't say. What? The other tzad, tzatzakert, is that even Raiv, the tzad that we spoke yesterday was that Raiv doesn't say for sure what happened. Raiv is also a halacha that you say mechal Raiv. Doesn't say for sure it's a kosher animal, just the halach is, you're about to eat it. So then the kavua, I'm going to be machlia. It doesn't have, well, the chana is looking at it, that determines the fact. The shef shmaisa and the prikhada should say, what's that?
So, in that case, there was two guys, right? There was one that said that
I'm not sure. The guy that held the inside is straight, the outside is straight, That depends on how you look at Kokobok and Asamech. Is that also a bearer? Hard to understand. That's why I don't want, I'm not committing on that. The Rabbi Chanan doesn't explain it. This is basically the Rabbi Chanan. The Rabbi Chanan doesn't explain that the Kuda, he doesn't really explain that exactly. So Rabbi Chanan is not really going on the Sheshmaitzer's case. He doesn't bring the Sheshmaitzer. He starts from the Gemara and Baba Kama, a Svetsaker. Which, if I explained it, it would just be confusing. It doesn't really matter what the exact case is. It's similar to the other case. Okay, so these are two mahalchim shnei shvilin. Either shnei shvilin tzucha says you can have stiris, but either it says it in a case of, like we said yesterday, that as a general rule in psak halacha, if you have a way of paskening, it's no problem if you have stiris, or it's just a rule of chazaka, and that's it. These are two ways to learn. There will be a nafkamina if Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashis. You're allowed to do Malacha D'Rabbanan? B'chayra, Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashis, you should be allowed to do Malacha D'Rabbanan because it's Safi D'Rabbanan L'Kula. What? Okay, they got it. So Mitzvah Shabbos Bein Hashmashis, can you do Malacha D'Rabbanan?
No.
Why not? Same Safi D'Rabbanan L'Kula. What? But I'm saying according to what we're saying now. Let's say Shabbos Shkia is now 4:30. Let's say so between 4:30 and 4:40 is Bein Hashmashis. So I'll do Malacha Drabban on Friday at 4:35, and then I'll do Malacha Drabban on Shabbos at 4:35. I'll say the first one Safed Drabban Lakula, second one Safed Drabban Lakula, and I'm right on both. My Zicha did Malacha on Shabbos because they can't both be either 4:35 is still day or 4:35 is the next night. I'm talking, you follow what I'm saying?
Your starting point is different. On Friday, I'm starting from Chol to Shabbos. But the other
way,
you're starting from
Shabbos
to Chol.
Well, Gnavra makes such a chilek, although based on what we discussed yesterday, it shouldn't be a chilek. It says such a bear halacha brings it, Gnavra makes such a chilek. But based on what we said yesterday, I should be allowed to do Malacha D'Rabban on Friday. Friday, 5 minutes after Bein Hashmashis. I go to a rav, I say, can I do Malacha D'Rabban? Okay, we should say yes, because 5 minutes after Shkia is Safik Yom Safik Laila, you can rely till day. The next day, 4:35, I'll go to the Raz, I'll say, yeah, you can do it. We can rely, 4:35 is night. Yesterday, 4:35, I relied was day. Today, 4:35, I rely is night. One of them is wrong. 5 minutes after Shkia is either one or the other. But based on what we said yesterday, okay, we should come out as Mutter. That's what you come out. Well, it's hard to understand to be Mekel, it's Achazah, but it's still hard to understand. That's like 2 days ago, Shia, that's two Safi Drabanan Lakulas, which are sides to each other. Would anybody think that you could be Mekel? I don't know. Okay, let's move on to the next Gemaras. What's the next case? All Sfeikas, this whole Amid. We're halfway down the Amid. Safik ol, safik loyal. Okay. What does it mean, safik ol? It's going on the mouse. So the mouse took the chametz, and he ran very quickly. You don't know if he went into the house or he didn't. You must have some reason to suspect he did. If he ran the opposite direction, it wouldn't be a safik. He ran towards the house. Safik ol, safik loyal. Hainu bika, we'll talk to the Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan, did tonight. Let's get this case. Hanichtas labika. What's a bika? A bika is an area of fields. Literally a valley, not that a valley, it means a bunch of fields. You might have shanim in the winter. Why in the winter? Because in the summer, fields are public thoroughfares. A field in the summer, you cut the weed around, there's nothing doing. People walk through the field. But in the winter, a field is a rishas hayachid. You hear what Rashi says? A field in the summer is a Rishus HaRabim, and in the winter is a Rishus HaYachid. Megei Tumah. Okay, so it means Tumah depends on what? On if people walk through. A hospital is a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid? The Safik Tumah. should come from this, this is a Rav. Originally you would have said a Haskell, it's a building, it's a Shizay Yachid. Right? But based on this Gemara, so it depends. The intensive care unit maybe is a Shizay Yachid. And the rest, most of the hospital today, they let people in all day.
Anybody else?
They're usually very flexible. I mean, I'm talking in most of the hospitals, they're very flexible in who could come in. No, so it should come out that a hospital is a Rishus HaRabim. So why can't a Kayin go in? Why can't it be Simech and Safik Tome of Rishus HaRabim? You know for sure this Tome?
There's a good chance that there's
that there's a yid, a yid of that.
It's always part of a very good possibility that someone's going to die over there.
Is that why? Because it's not a suffix?
Maybe it's
almost valid. There's a mace. You have to know, I'm not going to go into a chestoma, but there's a mace in the hospital, in the morgue, it doesn't make the whole hospital tame. There has to be a mace in the area that you're going into. I saw a tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv. He said that Tumas Kayanim doesn't go with the dinim of Safik Tumah Bishus Rav Bishus Yachid. It's a shayla of Yisr. That shayla, does he become Tameh? The Kayin could be Tameh from yesterday. Kayin, even if he's Tameh Rei, is not going to a place that is a maze. I think he brings it to the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch says this, that Safik Tumah Bishus Rav Bishus Yachid is only a question if it became Tameh or became Tar. But the halachas of Kayinim, if Kayinim are Safik Tumah of the Kayinim, that's a question of Safik Yisr. A question of Safik Tumah. But at any rate, let's see this Gemara. Hanichas l'biki b'isek shamin, v'tumah b'sada plainis. V'amar echad, halachdi v'makam alaz at any day and nechnasdi b'isek sada and lay nechnasdi. I walked in that area. I don't know if I walked into the field. V'alaz ha-metav ha-chacham v'metamim, sher v'alaz ha-amah safek b'ya tar, safek maga tumah tame. Period, at the end of the Gemara. So we have here a machlaikis, Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan. So which sheet is easier? The Lazar Rabbana. What happened? A person went into a bika. He's not sure if he walked into which field. Into which field? Into a field. So he's not sure if he went into a field. Which has tuba. So how do you understand? What should be the din? It's Mesak Shamim. It's a Yishus. Hayachid. So it's easier to understand the Chachamim. So what's Rabbi Elazar Svara? So you look at Rashi and Taisus. Both Rashi and Taisus say Svek Sveika. What's the Svek Sveika? What's the Svek Sveika? Okay, so we're gonna spend some time on Rashi Taisus Pshat, and then we're gonna go to the Pshat of the other Rishayim. Rashi tries to say it's a sex faker. Now, how come? What's a sex faker? Did I go into this field? And even if I went into the field, was I mal over the mace? That's two fakers. Did I go into the field? Even if I went into the field, was I mal ala mace? So that's a sex faker. So Belazah holds, you say sex faker lakula? By Tumah Bishus HaRabim?
Yes.
Tumah Bishus HaYachid? And Rabbanim disagree. That's how Taisus explains this Gemara. Chayra is a problem. There are two problems. First of all, every Svek Sveika has to be mishapich. Every time you have a Svek Sveika, you have to be able to say it both ways. I'll give you an example. We had in the beginning of the sugya, Suffolk, did the mouse go into the house? And even if it went into the house, maybe it ate the chametz. That's two Svekas, right? Did the mouse go in or didn't go in? Even if it did go in, maybe it ate the chametz. Can I say that backwards, the reverse? Yeah. I saw a mouse of chametz. Maybe it ate the chametz. Maybe it didn't eat the chametz. Even if it didn't eat the chametz, maybe it took it into the house. Maybe it didn't take it into the house. Now you could say the sex fake in both directions. Most sex fakers, you could say in both directions. The sex faker has to be mishapech. It has to be that the sex faker can go both ways. The sex faker she'enei mishapech. Sex faker that doesn't go both ways, that's not a sex faker. I'll give you an example of a sex faker shein of a safech. If you, a sheikh checks a bird, and then he finds that there's a pagam in his knife. The knife has a pagam. So So the animals trade. So the question is, let's say a sex faker. Maybe it became pogon in the when he was shechting the windpipe. Maybe it became pogon in the second half of the windpipe. Really, the knife only has to be cushioned in rive of shechita. So maybe it became pogon in the second half of the simanim of the windpipe, in which case it's kosher. And even if not, maybe it became pogum when it hit the mefarekes, when it hit the neck bone. So there are two sphagmas. Maybe the begima came from the neck bone. Maybe the begima came from the second half of the windpipe. So let's say that's a sphagmas. Could it come from either one? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that's not a good sphagmas. Really, for two reasons. But the reason we're talking about is it's not mishapech. Because mishapech has to be that you could say it in both directions. So here you could say you could start from the neck bone. Maybe it became pogum in the neck bone. Even if it didn't become pogum in the neck bone, then maybe it became pogum in the second half of the simen. But to say it the other way around, maybe it became pogum in the second, maybe it became pogum in the second half of the simen, maybe not. Even if, how would I say it? Even if the bad side, even if in the second half of the simen it was already pogum, maybe it happened in the neck. In other words, if in the second half of the neck bone of the simen it was pogum, confusing example. Let me pick a different example. Start again. Let's take Tosis' case. Let's cross out the case. It's a little confusing. Let's go back. Let's go to Tyson's case. What? It's a confusing case. It's not a possible case. It couldn't. If it was part of the first, it couldn't have been part of the second. That's what I meant to say. It's just a little confusing. I remember Tyson's case, and so this. This case is by a woman who's Mizan. I'm just make sure I have the case right before I say it. I'm afraid I'm going to say the case is confusing. I have a better idea. Let's say our case. Let's go straight to our case. Our case is the sex faker mishapech. Not in our Gemara's case. What's the case? Is the sex faker mishapech? What's the sex faker? The suffix is maybe the animal, maybe the two sexes. Maybe he went into the tummy dicker field. Maybe he didn't. Even if he went into the tummy dicker field, maybe he wasn't malala meis. Maybe he was. Let's say it the other way around. Start with the second something. Maybe he was ma'al on the mace, maybe he wasn't. Even if he was ma'al on the mace, maybe he didn't walk into the field. Doesn't make sense. That's not true. The sex fake of the... One second, I'll let you speak in a second. Just, you have that this sex fake, it can't be said backwards.
Because
he's already in the field. But Sha'in Cain, if you go back to our case, with the suffix is, we saw an Akbar with Chavis. Maybe he went in, maybe he didn't go in. Even if he went in, maybe he ate it. I could say it the other way. I saw an akbar chametz. Maybe he ate the chametz. Maybe he didn't eat the chametz. Now, even if you're going to say the bad side, which is that he didn't eat the chametz, maybe he went in to the house, maybe he didn't go into the house. We don't know. Could be he ate it, could be he didn't. Could be he went in, could be they're independent sakes. There's no way totally one or the other. A sheikh in here, with his best sake, is not mishapeh. What? So therefore why? So say the second suffix first. Maybe it was malala over the mace, maybe he wasn't. And if he was, because you have to go on the bad side. Now the bad side, you still have a second suffix. It doesn't follow, because the second suffix assumes the first. What?
You say maybe You said maybe it's aided, maybe the Rabbi is maybe called up 8 pieces of comments, I don't know where.
Right.
And even if it didn't eat that piece of comments, I don't know where, maybe they bring to the house, that makes sense.
Oh, even if it did not eat the comment,
what's the advantage?
Well, we're picturing in our mind that the Akbar has comments. Really, you can say maybe Akbar never had comments. We're assuming there was an Akbar that had comments. Why is it working for
that?
But if I imagine the Akbar, it works the same way. If it can work when you see the Akbar, it has to work when the Akbar is hypothetical. It's just to make sense.
It's
a perfect sex faker. So three fakers maybe.
It's stronger than
sex faker. The chinami is stronger. But the illustration of the sex faker is the topic, it's not a problem. So the problem here is that this is a sex faker she'ena mishapach. Mechayla, this would be a raya to the shach. The shach has you said in your day. In Chloe Svexveika, Klal Tesvav, that a Svexveika, She'ena Mishapech, is only a problem when the Svexveika could really go either way logically. You could start from either side logically. Like the case I started to tell you with the knife, where you could be misupik, did it become pogrom in the mafrekas, did it become pogrom here? It's not an issue of sequence. Where the two sfeikas are, one suffix logically follows the other. Because the question is, did he go in? And even if he went in, did he bend over the kever? There's a logical reason for the order. When there's a logical reason for the order, there's no chesar in the sekseke she'ena mishapech. By suffik al suffik layel. For example, nafkamina, the shach wants to say, is, let's say you want to eat stuffed cabbage. What is cabbage? It's something that you have to check for bugs. And it wasn't checked. So the shach says it could be mekel. The Ramah really says it could be mekel. It's a sex sake. Maybe there were no bugs. Maybe there were bugs. Even if there were bugs, maybe it was nimuach when it was cooked. Maybe when you cook the cabbage, when bugs become cooked, they melt. A bug that melts is mutter. It's not a barrier. It's already allowed to eat it. It's not a b'shishim. That sex sake is not mishapech. You say maybe the bug melted. Maybe it didn't melt. And even if the bug did not melt in the cooking, maybe it was never there. That makes sense. If it didn't melt, then it was there. You follow? Or I'll lose you. Okay, again. What? No, 1 second. That's good. 1 second. The one suffix is, was there a bug in the cabbage? Wasn't there a bug in the cabbage initially? The second suffix is, when I cooked it, was it nimuach or not? The halacha is that you're allowed to rely on a sex faker in such a case. Any type of vegetable which is a suffix bug, some vegetables that are bade bugs, but vegetables that are suffix bugs, once it's cooked, you're not allowed to cook it, but once it's cooked, you're allowed to rely on a sex faker to eat it. Suffix, if there was a bug, even if there was, maybe it was nimuach. So Shach says, Ida, sex faker is not mishapech. You can't turn it around. You can't say, maybe it was nimuach, maybe it was. Even on the bad side. That it was not nimuach and it's still there, so maybe this cabbage didn't have bugs. It doesn't make sense because you already assumed that there's a bug that wasn't nimuach, then you can't say maybe it did, maybe it didn't. It doesn't go, it's not mishapech. The Shach says it doesn't matter because there's a sequence here. You started off with fresh cabbage and then you cooked it. So obviously the suffix on the fresh cabbage precedes the suffix on the cooked cabbage. So in such a case where there's a sequence in time, there's no problem with sex sake she'ena mishapech. That's the Shach's rule. That rule would fit here as well. That would answer the kasha. This would be a riot. Rashi and Tosfos hold here that the sex sake would seem to be a riot to the Shach's side, that there's no problem with sex sake she'ena mishapech if there's a sequence to the sex sake. So Rav Shimon explains the Shach Svara very nicely. First you have to say the Shach. And I'll tell you, Rav Shimon explains.
What?
So in our case also. The topic is, did he step into the field? And even if he stepped into the field, did he bend over the cavern? Here also, it's in sequence. One child is, did he step in? And one child is, did he step over the cavern? Did he bend over the cavern? That's not a sort of sexually shape of the top, because that's in sequence.
What is
so I didn't really give you an example of a non-sequence sex faker, except the case of the knife, which I'm afraid to harp on. So trust me. You'll have to trust me on that. I'll, yeah.
In every sex faker, the first shot is the child that there's something wrong. Let's say something that you brought the comments to the house. The tzaddik you brought the comments to the house is bad. And then the tzaddik, second tzaddik will take away from the tzaddik that is bad. The tzaddik you brought the comments to the house is something. Second tzaddik will say maybe it ate it, maybe it didn't eat it. But let's say the case of the bugs. The tzaddik that there's bugs in there is bad. And then the second tzaddik will take away, even if the tzaddik that is bad, the second tzaddik will take it away. But here, going into the field is something. It's really only one tzaddik going over the thing.
Cool, how to say. Okay, 1 second. It's also a legitimate time, but I don't want to have too much. Let me tell you an example of the sex fake of Shaydim's happen. I'll take my chances here, but I think I'll be clear. You have a Kayin who's married to a woman, and he finds that she was. Yisrael that's married to a woman, and he. Finds that she's not a basur, she was mizan. So the issue is, can I create the following sex cycle? Maybe she was mizana ba'ainis, and maybe she was mizana ba'ras. If she was forcibly mizana, she's what's it has. If she was mizana ba'ras, then she's us. Afilu in tintalayim, if she was mizana ba'ras, maybe she was mizana ba'ras when she was a tana. When she was before 12 years old. And there's a halacha that pitoi ketana on the sur. If a ketana is misratza, it's nus, she doesn't become us, even if she's already married to her husband, she doesn't become us to her husband. So I'll have two sakes. One, maybe she was mizana bainis, maybe baratza. And even if she was misratza to the person that wanted to be by her, but maybe she did it while she was still a ketana. The case would have to be a case where a man was mekadesh to her father when she was still a ketana. But the question is, maybe she was a zana when she was still a ketana. And pita ketana is an einus. The kind of ketana who's misrata is an einus. And therefore it's okay. Yeah. What? Ketana? Excuse me? You're right. That's also true. For 1 second. So in this case, the sex faker, the truth is there are two problems. One is what you're saying, but this also Tosis considers it a sex faker shenim is happening. So you can't say it backwards. You can't say, how are you going to say? Maybe she, when she was mizana, she was a katana. Maybe she was a gedayla. And even if it's bad, when she was a gedayla, she was mizana. Maybe she did it by einus. That makes sense. But to say it the other way. Maybe if she was a gedayla, she did it ba'ainis, maybe barat. Even if when she did it barat, she was a ketana, you can't say that. Because the ketana is ainis. So it doesn't work in the backwards manner. It works in the order, maybe she was a ketana, maybe she was a gedayla. Even if when she was a gedayla, maybe she did it ba'ainis, that's a good specific. The other way around. Maybe she did it when she was a ba'ainis of a ratzin. Even if she did a ratzin, she was a ketana. But a ketana doesn't have a ratzin. Ketana is always a night. It's a sex faker that's not mitzavich. And it's not a sequence. There's no sequence. Okay, at any rate, take or leave that last example. This is a shachsi side, and it would seem to be a riot from here. There's one other issue with sex faker, and that's the issue of Kulach HaBaseika, which again is a separate the whole issue, and many times two Seikas are really one. Yes. What? It's not a specs, it's not mishapach in that case. There's no logic there to say, what's the logic? She's a katana, she's a gedolah. Could have been a smith, she's a katana, she's a gedolah. No logical order. The step is one or the other. Okay, there's another rule that if it's kula chad a seika, it's not a sex seika. In other words, you can't say, let's say a person walks in a field, and you don't think it was ma'al alameis. So you can't say, well, maybe he walks, you can't make an arbitrary division and say, well, maybe he walked in this half of the field, in that half of the field. And he maybe walked in that half of the field, maybe there was no mace. So you can't just divide, make up seikas. It's really all one suffix, why you ma'al alameis. You can't create, in other words, you say a woman was a zana, maybe it was baratzin because someone paid her for it, so she was nisratza, maybe no one paid her for it. And then, even if no one paid her for it, you make a new suffix. Maybe she was nisratza just because she had a tithing. It's not two sakas. One suffix. Was she nisratza? Was she nisratza because she had a tithing, or was she nisratza because she got paid for it? It's not two sakas. It's one suffix. Was she nisratza? Yeah. True. That's why Tosfos says two things. Tosfos says that pitik tanoim is also kula chad seika. True. So the problem is that in our case it's also kula chad seika. It's one suffix. Was he mal on this kever? You have two seikas. Did he go into the sada? Didn't he go into the sada? Even if he went into the sada, was he mal? It's all one suffix. He took a walk. Did he bend over the mace? It's all one suffix. So why is it a sex faker? It's true, because this is the second kasha, there are two different kashas. One kasha is if it's a sex faker, it's not a mishapach. So we dealt with that. Now we deal with this problem, that the two fakers are really one suffix. Did his body bend over the mace or not? So it's kula chad a faker. So again, we have a shach in Yaradeya. What?
Did he go over the
mace or not? Do I care? Because maybe he went into the sada, maybe he didn't. Even if he went into the sada, maybe he didn't go. It's really one question. Did he bend over the mace or didn't he? It's not like a woman who's suffic either suffic rotsim, suffic taktov, suffic not taktov. Two reasons to be mad at the woman. Maybe she was mizana before she was married. And if it was after, maybe she didn't do it willingly. That's legitimate sex cycle. It's two separate cycles. Here, it's all one suffix. Or by the bug. You have one suffix. Was there a bug? Even if there was a bug, maybe it melted. That's a good sex cycle. Two cycles. Maybe there was no bug. Even if there was a bug, maybe it melted. Here's one suffix. Did he bend over the mace or not? So again, there's a shock in Yeridea. There's a case in Yeridea. First you have to know, I don't know if you know, there's something called a drusa. It means an animal that was clawed by a lion or a wolf is a trefa. The animal stuck its claws into a lion or a wolf. It's a trefa. That's called drusa. It's one of the trefas. So there's a case where there's a suffix. There's a reason to suspect that a lion was in a corral. It's a suffix if the lion was in the corral. Whatever the case is, there's a case in Yaradeya where there's a suffix if a lion was in a corral or not. So it says if there's a suffix if the lion attacked this corral of animals, we could be matir an animal that was there of sexek. Suffix if suffix loyal. Suffix if the lion went in, it didn't go in. And even if it went in, maybe it didn't attack this animal. That's a sexek and it was trade. What? Sometimes you can tell, sometimes you can't tell, because you have to remember, if it killed the animal, you could tell. The question is only if it clawed it, if it got its claws on it. So you can't always tell. So the question is, so there are two sakas. One, if the lion went in, even if it went in, did it attack this particular animal? So the shach says it's kula chad a seka. So the shach makes a rule that suffik ol is always a separate, is not kula chad a seka. Suffik ol is a suffik if there's a suffik. The suffik is, did the lion come in? I mean, is there anything to be done on? And even if it came in, then it's still a suffix. So the shach says that's a legitimate suffix. A suffix all is a suffix. Is there anything to worry about? Safik all is a legitimate Svek Sveika, and you could split the two Svekas apart, which is a Chiddush of the Shach. But it's L'chayu, the Farish of Gemara. He talks about Safik all, this is also Safik all. Right? Safik if you went in. Even if you went in, then you are Yuman. The Shach holds that that's considered Shtei Sveikas. Because one Safik is there anything to worry about? Even if there's something to worry about, it's still a Safik. So this would seem to be a riot to that. To those of you who learned Hilchos Treifus, I don't know, Palm every time he learned Treifus, depending on his schedule, would learn different simonim. But the Shach Yisai, that Safik all is a legitimate Safik. Anyway, this all is Rashi and Taisus. I didn't mean to get into it. This Arichus, Rashi and Taisus learn, our sugya is a question of Svek Sveikas, and finished. The Rambam disagrees. And Taisus on Tetra Med Aleph, if you're a Dayak in Taisus, the Imtim Tzolayim, where was it? Mashah is Medayak in the Taisus on Tetra Med Aleph. Dibra Maslam Tim Tzolayim, that the Machlech Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan have nothing to do with Svek Sveika. It's Taka all one Safik, according to the Rambam's Mahalach. It's all one Safik. Safik Bia. Safik if it came in or not. Rabbi Leizer Shita is that Safik Bia is not a Safik. That's not called a legitimate Safik. We're Makel on Safik Bia. And the Chacham holds L'machnir. What is Safik Bia? Safik O? What does that mean? That means it's a Safik if there's a problem. Anytime there's a Safik if there's a problem, Rabbi Leizer holds you're allowed to be Makel. According to the Rambam Shita, this is a whole new Kula of Safik O. And it really has its own arichus, just not for now. But basically, you should know that there's such a shita, which is most Rishonim learn not like Rashi and Taisus. And even our Rashi, in the beginning of Rashi, seems to be heading in the opposite direction. You know, Blaz is Mekel, not because of sex sake, because of suffix all. Suffix, if anything happened, Rabbi Leizer holds is not a suffix. Chum holds it is a suffix, it's not like a chum. But, Shach could fit into this, it could still go with the Chacham.
According to the Shach, how is Safik all the Svek Sveikah? Every Svek Sveikah, the way it works is, let's take the case of Chametz. If you bring the Chametz into the house, there's a Safik if you board it, so there's a 50% chance.
Okay, you're right, the case of Chametz will be that way, but let's say the Safik of the bug.
Let's say the Safik of the bug. So let's say the bug is in here, so there's a 50% chance you are allowed to eat the food, 50% chance you're not. Now the second Safik, further diminishes that suffix, and even in the tzad that there is a bug in there, maybe.
So you're asking on which shah? On Kulach HaMisvek or
on the suffix? Oh, on the tzad that you went in, what's the suffix? There's no
right.
Suffix, 50%.
There's nothing to do with R. Suffix O is a concept that if there's no reyesa, if you don't know of a problem, don't answer a problem. It's like I told you, if you leave the front door of your house open by day, you come in, say, oh, I left the front door of my house open, maybe a guy came in and cooked. That's a suffix? That's not a suffix. Why should I think a guy came in and cooked? That's suffix all. Why should I think a guy came in and cooked? That's Rebbe Leizer Shita.
Suffix all? Suffix all, there's for sure nothing wrong.
I'm just saying Rebbe Leizer according to the Rambam, there's nothing to do with sex. This is all assuming suffix all is a totally different category of suffix. You mean we're going right the way you rush and test it without Rebbe Leizer?
Yeah, according to the suffix all is a sex.
Yeah.
What suffix is created by going into the field? And how does that get further diminished by making the topic of whether you went directly over it?
There are two tzedadim. He didn't went in, he didn't go in. And even if he went in, there are two tzedadim. So I have right tzedadim. If I draw a pie graph, I have right tzedadim. That he's
okay. So on the tzedadim you went in, what topic is created?
Maybe he bent over the mace, maybe he didn't.
That's the second topic.
That's the second topic.
The tzedadim, just by going into the field, what topic is created?
Every sex faker, the first suffix creates the possibility of the second. Even if I put a bug into the cabbage, even if I put a bug in, still it's a suffix. Maybe it's enough, maybe it was.
The second suffix further diminishes that suffix.
See here also. Even if I went in to the IO, which is a tzav chumra, it's only a possible chumra. Even if I put the bug in, it's only possible the bug ended up in the cabbage.
But the bug for sure went in, and that creates a 50-50
suffix.
But here,
we'll have to argue later. It's something I learned. Steak is you can go on a long time. I told about half the shiur that I'm going to finish the army today, so let's at least make some headway. We can argue about it after. I mean, see. I just like to move on. Next case in the Gemara. Oh, Bodak Falayashkach. New case. He went in. Who went in? The mouse. The mouse went in with Chametz. So he went to ask a shayla by his Rav, and the Rav said, oh, the mouse went in, so you have to do a bedikah. He did a bedikah. Falayashkach. He found nothing. Took it to Ramei Abraham. Let's hear this one. It's not. Hey, Ramei, I'm a Kalda, Vishachas Kasei Tumah. If you don't find the tumah, then you still remain with the chazak. The original virgin earth on the bottom of the on the bottom of the ground. You know, there's no tumah under that. So once you did that, forgive a seller, kaka basula, it's a virgin earth, and that's enough. So therefore, what's it been by all bother for layashkach? What's it been by all bother for layashkach? That so Rashi says that there's no machlokes, even though Ramei and the Chachamim argue in his case, but since our Gemara is talking by a case of Safek Bedika, which is a Drabanan, so in our Gemara everyone would hold Safek Drabanan Lakuma. That's what Rashi says, and Taisa says doesn't fit into the Gemara. Gemara says Safek Drabanan Lakuma. So therefore Taisa says a different shot. Taisus learns that the Agamar spoke to someone who didn't do Bittul. He says, should I do Bittul? So if you did a Bidika, you didn't find it. So according to Reb Meir, you have to do Bittul because we assume it's there somewhere. According to the Chachamim, the Minotaurus. And according to the Chachamim, you don't have to do Bittul because you can assume that it's gone to the Akhusay, whatever reason it's gone, there's no problem. The kasha is on Rashi. According to Rashi, why does the Gemara say flip the Ramei of a Rabbanan? If it's a Sovet Rabbanan Lekula, like everybody, Rashi was, he did this already. So, yeah. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Ein Fal, it's actually in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, someone else told it to Rabbi Kiva Eger. What does he try to do? What does Kiva Eger try to do? He tries to find a Hecha Timsa where even like Rashi, there'll be a Machlekes Ramei and the Rabbanan. Okay? So listen carefully. Same way, when I say listen carefully, it's confusing. Okay? We already learned. Let's have two halves. Here's half number one, and here's half number two. Right? This half is Baduk, and this half is Ein Baduk. Right? And I know that the Nachba took a piece of Chametz and ran into one of them. So what do we say? Shani Yaimer. I did it's not a question of people, it's a drabah. So the Gemara said in the bottom of the Yamit, Shani Yaimer. I have a right to say the Chametz went into here and the Master went into here. Right? I can assume that when the Gemara came together, a piece of Chametz and a piece of Master, one went here and one went here. So we said Shani Yaimer. This is the Gemara. Okay? Just showing you the Gemara. Right? I can assume the Chametz went here and the Master went here. Now, here's Rabbi Kiva Eger's chasam. What happened? If this is a bias product. Okay? Now, I have a lot of mice problems. So I have two strings of mice problems. First, at a mouse, the first case was one piece of chametz. The mouse definitely took the chametz in here, for sure. Okay? So what do I do? Oh, bodak b'layashka. I did a bedikah in here, I didn't find the chametz. Okay? So what does Rashi say? What's the halacha? No machlokes remain in the chachamim. Everybody holds, they don't have to do anything. That's what are they going to do? Right? Now, if you don't have to mean it, remain in the chachamim. I don't have to do anything here. But one minute, before I go any further. According to the chachamim, why don't I have to do anything? Because they said, for sure, there's no chametz here. Right? The chachamim say, if you look for it, you don't find it, there's nothing there. So according to the chachamim, why don't I have to do bedikah now? There's definitely nothing there. According to Remeya, why don't I have to do bedikah? Because I did bedikah, I didn't find it. What do you want me to do? For two different reasons. Remeya is chayshish, the chametz might be there. But what can I do? Rabbi Ram Lakum. The chametz say, no, we assume there's no chametz. So the status of this building now, after the first thing went in and I searched, is the machlokes, the chachamim and the Remeya. According to the Chachamim, this is a bias baruch. Like the Chachamim, this remains a Bayez Baduk, because if you're looking, you don't find, you say it's not there. Father. According to Rav Meir, it's only a Suffolk Baduk. Because according to Rav Meir, if you don't find, it might still be there, just up there on the Kulis. But Rabbi Kideiga, what happens now, if the first mouse ran in, and you search the house, you don't find anything. Now, you have a piece of chametz, a piece of misa, and two mice came, and one took one in here, and one took one in here. Okay? And you don't know which was the chametz, which was the matzah. What do you do now? Do you have to be biting both houses? Or could you say the chametz went into the bad house? That depends on the machlokes of the chachamim. According to the chachamim, both houses are baduk. So according to the chachamim, when the second chametz goes in, I have to check both houses. I can't say sha'ani yayna. There's no bad house. I can't say the chametz went into the bad one, the matzah into the good one. According to the chachamim, they're both baduk. So according to the chachamim, I'm stuck and I have to check both. According to Rameya holds, even if you, for the first piece of chametz, you search and didn't find it, we were stuffing, it might be there. So according to Rameya, I can now say, no, I'll be tailor, the chametz fell here. This house is a bad house anyway. The house is probably has chametz in it, the stuffing has chametz. This house is baduk. So I say the master went here, the chametz went here. So according to Rameya, you could be tailor. According to the chachamim, you can't be tailor. So what comes out? What did Rashi say? There's no machlokes. True, there's no machlokes. If in the first case, when the first piece of chametz went in, there's no machlokes, if you search, what can you do? There's nothing left to do. True, nothing left to do. I, the Gemara, says, flip to the Ramei of Rabbanim. Kideiga says, yes, no, flip to the Ramei of Rabbanim. Because Ramei holds this house is a house she'ain, it's a Safik Baduk. The Chachamim holds this house as Baduk. And it both holds, you don't have to do anything. Well, Bechamah says it's Baduk, Ramea says this is the subject of Ramah Lakula. But it will be a Nafkamina if you'll have more Shailas later. If later you'll have a new Shaila and you want to say Shani Aymer, according to Ramea, say Shani Aymer. According to Chavi, you can't say Shani Aymer. That's right. That's why, at this point, if this went in, so the Chacham holds Baduk. According to Rameya, you don't check, because what's there more left to check, I check. But when the second piece of chametz makes its way in, I'll be covered in the bad house, not in the good house.
Not bad anymore. You checked it.
And why am I Mekel? Because what? Like, come on Mekel, I say there's no chametz. It's vice Baduk. I checked. Why am I Mekel? Is it because I assumed there's no chametz? No, because Rameya holds, even if you don't find it, it might be there.
What's the difference between two houses?
So, according to Rameya, this house might have chametz. It's a Safik Baduk, Safik Devon Lekula.
That's not the
one
you checked
already. No, but Rameya, that's Rameya V'Rabbanon. Rameya says, Lo'yomud T'masi Ashivad L'chai T'omei Chanu. Even if you checked already, we're afraid it might be there. Rameya holds, even if you check, and you don't find, that doesn't prove it's not there. Just Safik Devon Lekula, by Bidika Mekel. The first house I did a Bidika, and I know there's no chametz. I did a normal Bidika, I know there's no chametz. The second house, the Suffolk was all.
You can say that even if you check the second house,
because you won't gain. What are you going to gain by second Bidika? You're going to look the first time like the second time like the first time. You say do a better Bidika, you have to do a better Bidika right away. First time, do a good Bidika. Okay. What you're saying is not totally off. You're looking at the Kideiga, just... This is where the Kineger's Hechatimsa to find the Plukta de Rameya the Chachamim, because he just wants to make an Akamila that it should stim with the Chachamim. Now one more case. Oh, Bodak Ve'ashka. What's the problem? A mouse brings in a roll. I went in and I found a roll. Now, I'm assuming, I'm just guessing, that if you recognize the roll, it's the same one, that you can say it's the same one. I don't think anybody would argue that it's a sign on it or a simon. So simon is good. Must be that you can't recognize it. You, oh, But you found some chametz. You know that there's chametz in the house. The kid went in walking in with Cheerios. He found some Cheerios. You know, it's the same Cheerios he walked in with. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Oh, brother, the Ashkach, put to the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, the time. Soda should never book kever. A soda, which you don't know where the kever is. Hanichlus of Sechatame. Nimsa book kever, Hanichlus of Sechatar. Shaniyana kever shavit, who kever should nimsa, divi Rebbe. What does that mean? Rebbe holds. Isn't Rebbe more misaber? Who's more misaber here? Shimon Gamliel, I'm a kid that call us other kula. I really understand Shimon Gamliel. What happened? You have a perfectly good soda, in which normally, I don't know if you're for a kever in a soda. It's a normal soda. Then, I find an old letter, a document that says that in 40-50 years ago, they buried someone in this field. Doesn't say where. Now, I know for sure someone was buried in this field. So I start looking. I don't have to live in my field. I start digging, and bang, the first part of the field, I find the kever. The Rebbe says, that's the kever. Now everything's fine. Shimon Gamliel says, Tid de kola soda kula. What's your name, Shimon Gamliel? Anybody?
Don't have to really have a copy of the field. Like, here they, like, you know, some people didn't have a clinical record for that. So just like, you know.
Like, but like, when I buy a field originally, do I have to look for a kever? A normal field? No. That's the one. The only thing I have to look is because I found a raya that there's a kever there. So once I found it, that should cancel out the raya. It should go back to the way it was originally. Why? Why is there raya in the field?
It's telling you there's something there. So heck, this is the something. Maybe this is another thing that's there.
Why should I think that this is not the something? The only reason I have to be chayshish that there's something there is because I found whatever raya that there was a sudden, that there was a thing there. When I find something, now the raya I found is an irrelevant raya. Why should I think it's a graveyard? Why should I think that's too late?
What's
any cheskasum? It means something to Why should I think? Why should I think there's something more? Why?
Now,
why would I think that took far in? Why?
That's what you want to think, but no longer.
Why should I be a lot of people together because there wouldn't be similar to Chavis? Not for that reason. So we are saying, why should I be Chavis for another Kever?
You're right
in
the field now.
But I don't have a raise in the field. I don't have a raise in the field. So let me ask you a question. Let's say I'm in yeshiva. And I walk into yeshiva and I know I put $5 in my pocket this morning. And now I come into yeshiva, it's not in my pocket. I said, someone pickpocketed me. I gotta find my $5. And then I go to my car and I see there's $5 on the floor of the car. I say, oh, wouldn't you say that's my $5? Why should I, there are no pickpockets in yeshiva. Would I assume that that's a different $5 and my other $5 got pickpocketed? What would you assume? You can do whatever you want, but there's no reason to assume. All right, we have 24 hours to have Shimon Gamliel. Okay.